Wyoming's biggest export is soda ash, which comes from Trona mines in Sweetwater County. Last year, the Trona industry produced 17 million tons of soda ash, for which the state received nearly $90 billion in various taxes and royalties. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhuroff reports, the industry has a dirty side, too.
Wyoming is used to superlatives. The biggest coal bed, the largest mine, the most wind. Here's another.
The Sylvan Retreats of Wyoming, USA is home to the world's largest reserve of Trona.
The largest Trona deposit. That's a video from one of the companies that mine Trona. Aside from another small mine in California, the four facilities in southwestern Wyoming are the Trona industry in the U.S.
We now produce about 90% of all the soda ash used in the United States and about 25% of all the soda ash used in the world.
That's Marion Loomis, director of the Wyoming Mining Association.
About 85% of the value of what Wyoming exports out of the United States is soda ash.
Trona is used to produce sodium carbonate, which is used in everything from glass production, paper, and baking soda. But the industry that produces these innocuous everyday products is also a big polluter. It's one of the biggest emitters of volatile organic compounds and hazardous air pollutants among big sources in the state. Most of the facilities are also in the top 10 list of emitters for nitrogen oxides. Bruce Pendery lives in Utah but works for the Wyoming Outdoor Council and has made the drive through the Trona Patch in southwest Wyoming on his way to Cheyenne dozens of times.
You can see the plumes of smoke stretching out from the various plants and covering really quite a wide area.
He says the pollution he sees around the Trona plant seems worse than the coal-fired power plants he also passes. Pendery's observations are anecdotal, but on the day of my visit to the FMC Trona facility, the horizon was also heavy with dull gray columns. John Lucas is FMC's environmental team leader, and he navigated through the huge industrial site's many stacks.
Basically, what you're seeing is primarily water vapor. About 99% of our emissions at FMC are water vapor and some carbon dioxide. The other 1% of our emissions are methane from safely venting the mine, from natural occurring methane, and then other process-related emissions.
Those process-related emissions adhere to complicated permitting from the Department of Environmental Quality. DEQ says getting emissions down is a process. Lucas says one way it's done is the best available control technology, or BACT review, which is done when they modify or add operations.
They'll look around across the industry and find the best available control technology, and that's what they'll apply.
The idea is that as technology gets better, emissions will get lower. But there may be other holes. For example, there are also maximum achievable control technology, or MACT, standards that the EPA promulgates to control hazardous air pollutants for new and existing sources. But for the most part, the EPA never developed any MACT standards for the Trona industry. And remember that methane Lucas mentioned? Those industrial sites sit on top of huge mazes of very gassy underground mines. FMC's Fred Von Aaron says large volumes of air are moved around the mines to vent them of the methane.
The real goal of the ventilation in the mine is to move fresh air in and keep fresh breathing air in there for the miners.
The Mine Safety and Health Administration requires this. The dirty air carrying methane, volatile organic compounds, and hazardous air pollutants gets pumped up to the atmosphere through a vent.
The bulk of the VOCs and HAPs comes from the shales that are in the mine themselves.
In other words, those vents contribute pollution, but they're not controlled. Here's the DEQ's Cole Anderson.
It's important to note that air quality regulates sources that essentially from the ground level and up, we do not regulate mines or underground mines.
In past operating permits for the Trona companies, DEQ listed the mine vents as sources of emissions, but usually did not list how much they emit or any permits that apply to them. Still, VOC and HAP emissions are included in DEQ's inventory, but methane is not. Jeremy Nichols, Climate and Energy Program Director for Wild Earth Guardians, has been looking at the issue of methane emissions from coal mines. He says there are no specific regulations dealing with methane venting for mines, but the permits still strike him as odd.
It seems to me that Wyoming needs to be making sure these Trona mines are starting to report their emissions and ensure that they're being accounted for through their permits. I mean, they have to at least come clean and say, okay, from our ventilation system, this is how many tons per year of methane are being released.
There's another issue, too. If pollution is being pumped into the atmosphere and things like methane aren't even accounted for, how do nearby residents know their air is okay? That's usually done with monitoring. Kara Kessler works in DEQ's monitoring division.
The state doesn't have any monitors at the Trona facilities right now.
There hasn't been one in Green River within the last 10 years either. This spring, DEQ did install an ambient air monitor in Rock Springs, about 40 miles downwind of the facilities.
Actually, looking at the emissions, we were more concerned about oil and gas growth closer to Rock Springs than Trona.
Data from the monitor does not show any legal exceedances so far, but there have been short-term spikes in particulate concentrations. The Trona companies have monitors too, though they only monitor one pollutant, particulates. If it seems like the Trona industry is getting by with less regulations and checks than other industries, Nancy Veer, who represented the DEQ's Air Quality Division out of the Attorney General's office for a decade, says that's an illusion. She says Wyoming has solid regulations.
My understanding is that most of the Trona being mined in the United States is virtually all from Wyoming, and there's only several facilities that are doing it. So that may be why the federal government has not promulgated regulations specific to Trona. But that does not mean that Trona is going unregulated.
And FMC's Von Aaron says if you compare the whole Trona industry to the whole oil and gas industry, for example, Trona's emissions are much smaller. Plus, he says, Trona's just different.
The Trona itself is a very pure mineral. It's a pretty benign chemical.
That may be true, but producing that benign chemical can be dirty business. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Irina Zhurov.